Hey guys, we're back at it again. Attack the Attack 360 podcast. Hey guys, I just want to say thank you for following, for sharing. I really, really appreciate it. Again, without you guys, this is impossible. So a lot of good news. I know last week I missed a recording or an episode, and that's because there's been a lot of stuff going on lately, right? So the week before, 2 weeks ago, two Saturdays ago, I did a workshop over at a yoga studio here in San Antonio, Texas, called In Balance. Now they do yoga, Pilates, even dance. So I did a women's self-defense workshop over there. Now me and the owner got to talking and this, that, and the other. And starting in November, I'm going to be renting out a time slot at the facility. Now, if you're interested in knowing where it's at, again, it's In Balance Studios or In Balance, and it's at Alamo Ranch here in San Antonio, Texas. The address is 6626 West Loop, 1604 North, and it's in suite number 212. It's right off the access road. So if you're familiar with the San Antonio area and you want to go and, you know, do yoga, Pilates, or even take self-defense, come on over. And I'll be starting in the 1st of November over there doing a 2-hour self-defense class every Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Okay. And I'm going to post almost everything on the website. You know, I'm going to go ahead and do a schedule. I'm going to see if I can figure out a way to do a schedule on there. At the same time, you know, like the first three, I'm still going over what is it that I would like to do, but most likely I'm leaning towards a 3-month level one course, basic, right? Basic level one course. And so like the first month would be standing and grabbing, escaping from those. The second month will involve escapes from the ground. So if you get thrown down to the ground, how to escape from that. And then the third month would be about how to use a weapon, okay? Now the first 3 weeks of each month, I'll be going over new techniques, right? Week one technique, week two, a different technique, week three, a different technique. But on the fourth week of the month, that's when I'll do a refresher on all 3 weeks, and then we move on to the next month. Now, each month is going to go in line with each other, right? So the first month is going to go right into the second month, like whatever the lesson is. Even though I said standing and grabbing, and then the second month is ground, well, guess what? It's going to lead into almost doing what you need to do. Everything works together, okay? Same thing with weapon, right? How to use anything as a weapon or what to use as a weapon. And I'll be showing that in the self-defense course. So I'm going to have a level one basic for the first 3 months. And then the next 3 months after that, then maybe a level two. And then I'm going to go back to a level one and a level two, right? So, you know, we're going to try it out, basically. But it's going to be starting in November, the first Saturday of November. And that's over, again, at In Balance Yoga and Pilates Studio in the Alamo Ranch area. And again, I'm going to be working on putting it on the website. So that way you can see it, and then if you're interested and you want to attend, come on over, right? The more the merrier. I really appreciate it. Also, I got to get in contact with Southtown Judo. If you remember the episode of Southtown Judo Club, and I actually took the class there and enjoyed it and talked to Coach Patrick on an interview and all that. So this month they're going to be doing a Sambo camp, okay? So it's going to involve a lot of sambo, right? Which is Russian grappling, okay? Or wrestling, right? So it's a mixture. You have to understand that. It's a mixture of judo and wrestling together. So it's more combative, and it's awesome, right? They're going to do a camp on the, October 22nd and 23rd is when they're doing their camp. And it's a two-day camp, which is pretty cool. And I'm going to go ahead and go there one of the days and do some interviews, talk to the guys, and, you know, just get it more out there, right? Talking about sambo. And then at the same time, starting in hopefully next week, if I get a chance, hopefully I start next week. I'm going to continue my journey finishing up judo, right? Kodokan judo. So I'll be training with Coach Patrick at Southtown Judo Club and finish my ranking over there. So it's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to it, right? There's a lot of new things, better things coming our way. You know what I mean? And it's going to be awesome, you know? It gives me a chance to continue my training, continue my learning, and at the same time, emptying my cup and teaching once a week over at Imbalance Studios, self-defense, women's self-defense classes. Okay. And again, remember, self-defense is not about standing toe-to-toe with your opponent or trying to become a cage fighter. That's not what self-defense is. Self-defense is breaking away from an attack and then going to get help. Okay? So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to teach women how to break away from their attacker and go get help. Do whatever it takes to break away and get help. All right, what else do we have going on? So yeah, everything's going to be updated again on the website. More information about classes and stuff like that. I'm working on, remember, this is October, so Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Tell your loved one to get checked out, family, friends, and partner. You know, make sure they get checked and everything like that. If you guys... are a survivor of breast cancer, you know it, you guys are awesome. You guys are warriors. You guys are fighters, and nothing but respect to you guys and for you guys. I am getting some shirts made. I posted them on social media, on the Instagram and Facebook. I'm selling those at $25 a shirt. They're women's shirts only, and the proceeds go back to finding the cure and everything for breast cancer. Okay, so just throwing that out there. If you're interested, go to my website, attacktheattack360.com, and then follow the links to Instagram or Facebook and scroll on my page and see where the shirts are at. I'm going to post them again probably at the end of this week. And then at the same time, you know, if you're interested, hit me up on a message, and then I'll get it out to you. All right, if you're interested in the shirts. Okay, what else? There's a lot going on, right? Okay, here we go. So yes, today's subject, we're going to talk about the top five grappling arts. Now, I enjoy this. Of course, I talked about going back to judo, right? So, why not perfectly talk about the top five grappling arts? Okay, so, of course, we have, I'm going to start off with judo, right? So, it's awesome, right? Judo translates to gentle way. But in judo, there's nothing gentle about it, right? You're using your opponent's energy, the push-pull method, and you're throwing your opponent off guard. You're throwing them down. Now, in judo, there's throws, okay? There's throws and there's sacrifice throws. And there's over 62 throws or techniques to take your opponent down to the ground, okay? That's also including sweeping techniques. Then it gets into the whole ground game, which is grappling, okay? So, judo's up there. Now, keep in mind that all of the arts that I'm going to list have the similarities of taking your opponent down to the ground, pinning them down, joint locks, striking if you do combative, and choking. Okay. Now, when I say pinning down, you're holding down your opponent. Okay. When I say striking, I'm talking about if it's a combative art, you throw your opponent down to the ground, you take them down, you hold them down, and you strike. Okay. Whether with a punch, hammer fist, a knee, something, any type of striking technique that you would do while on the ground. Now, the only thing is that in sport, of course, that's not allowed. Okay. Now, in judo, they're in tournaments, right? In sport tournaments, they're looking for that good throw. You can see it also in the Olympics. You know, you take your opponent, they start grabbing, trying to figure out a way to execute a throwing technique. If they execute it correctly and the opponent lands flat on their back, that's 1 point. If they land half of their back, or like basically on the shoulder, then it becomes a half point and it goes into a whole grappling match. Okay, or depending on the rules or depending on the tournament, they'll stand back up and then do whatever, you know, trying to throw each other again to accumulate that 1 point. Now, there is a lot of judo schools, there's a lot of judo organizations, right? And it's just a matter of finding the right one that suits you and is going to be pleasant, right? I mean, you have to make it comfortable, right? But at the same time, it's not going to be that comfortable because you're going to be thrown, you're going to be falling, you're going to be grappling. And look, when it comes to grappling in any of these styles, right, you're always going to get hurt. There's a high chance of you getting hurt. So you have to follow those techniques down to a T, learn how to fall, so that way you don't hurt yourself and you can continue in the fight, right? Or in the grappling match. Now, keep in mind that judo is like, I want to say, one of the grandfathers of many arts that gets pulled from, you know, like a little bit of judo would be pulled into another style of art, like Krav Maga, right? Aikido. And many others, right? Standing martial arts. And what they do is they do a lot of takedowns using some of the judo principles, okay? So just keep that in mind. Judo is one of the best when it comes to grappling because they include the throwing techniques to take your opponent down to the ground. Now, you know, another thing that leads into grappling is wrestling. You know, wrestling is one of the oldest sports in the world, okay? From Roman Greek wrestling, freestyle wrestling, and there's, you know, Roman Greek. It's all different styles, but it's basically the same thing. It's wrestling. The only thing that's different is that you cannot touch the legs. Meaning, like, you can't pin the legs down, you can't do joint manipulation on legs. You know, you could do a shoot takedown, meaning like you would drop to a knee, grab both legs, lift and throw down, and then you end up, you know, wrestling and trying to get pins or pin the upper body more than you would legs. You wouldn't touch the legs other than to try and take down your opponent if you're from a standing position. At the same time, but if, you know, again, it's sport, right? So you have to look what the rules are and depending on what type of wrestling you want to do because there's many of them out there. So wrestling is one of the oldest. Again, it goes way back and it's also in line with some of the takedowns of, you know, partially judo. Then you combine, if you were to combine judo and wrestling, and I've said this before, right? Like Russia, right? They have sambo. So sambo is number 3 on the list of top five. The first one was judo. Number two is wrestling. Number three is sambo, right? Now with sambo, the best way I can describe it is if you've seen, and I always compare it, right? I always compare this movie. But if you see John Wick, right, they have a lot of judo and jiu-jitsu and aikido. And then on the third movie, there was sambo. And you get to see those techniques. What sambo is a hybrid between judo and wrestling. All right, you wear a jacket, you know, like a grappling jacket, gi top, and wrestling shorts, right? And wrestling shoes, okay? In sambo, you cannot choke, but you can go for a knee bar, meaning like, okay, so it's like opposite. In wrestling, you can go for chokes, you can go for arm bars, but you can't do any leg locks or leg arm, like leg bars, right? Or knee bars, right? But in sambo, you can do that in the sport, okay? In the sport, you can you cannot choke, but you can go for knee joint manipulation, okay? Let me see here. Okay, they have sport sambo, which is purely grappling. They have combat sambo, which includes striking, right? And, you know, there's multiple combative sport variations of sambo, right? So you have to be careful, right? You have to, like, figure out which one is awesome or which one it will best suit you. Do you want to do sport? Do you want to do combative? Through sambo techniques and principles can be applied to many other combat sports. So there's different types of sambo. Now, when I say that, I'm going to go through them, right? Because I actually had to learn this to talk about it. Because at first, I knew about sambo and I knew about combative sambo, which is you're striking and then you're throwing down your opponent and it comes into wrestling. But while you're wrestling, you're striking your opponent. It's more combative, right? It's more like a almost like a street fight or like a self-defense type of grappling, okay? But you're actually combating, okay? Now, there's different types of sambo, right? There's a self-defense sambo, okay? This kind of sambo is about defeating yourself. And its practice, and its practitioners are taught to guard against weapons. Most of the moves that are taught include using the attacker's aggression against them, which is similar to what is done in both jiu-jitsu and aikido, okay? Which is awesome, right? It's defending yourself. I'm sorry. Sambo is about defending yourself. Freestyle sambo. Okay, what is freestyle? This type of sambo was introduced by the American Sambo Association in 2004. Its purpose was to encourage non-sambo practitioners such as judo and jiu-jitsu to participate in sambo. Freestyle sambo allows the use of chokeholds and other submission techniques that are not used in the sport sambo. Okay. So, of course, in sport, you're not allowed to use chokes and other techniques. Special sambo. This type of sambo was made for Army Special Forces and other rapid response forces. It is only designed for the particular group that uses it. In that sense, it's similar to sambo combat. Okay. So, of course, you know, certain military personnel, and it could be some U.S. military, right? But, you know, of course, in Russia, this is what they do. Then they do the special sambo. And last, there's beach sambo, which I didn't know there was beach sambo. Sambo beach, as the name suggests, is held on soft beaches or strips of sand. So in other words, you're grappling in the sand. Either it's soft, or depending on how you land, it's going to hurt really, really bad. It's going to be hard. But I'm sure it's basically the same. You're just wrestling, right? You're grappling on the beach. So, which is pretty cool. I didn't know that, right? So it's a good thing I looked this up. Okay. So number four is a cross, right? It's like there's two types. And I'm going to call it like this. Number four is jujitsu, right? Now you have traditional Japanese jujitsu, and then you have BJJ, which is Brazilian jujitsu, okay? Now, and jujitsu, in Brazilian jujitsu, you're basically like a ground specialist, right? It's a special martial art that's just strictly on the ground. They don't really focus on throwing your opponent down. They pull you down into a guard, or you figure out a way to sweep and take your opponent down to the ground, right? It is centered around submissions. Sport BJJ has a point system to reward for certain positions. So when you get into a certain position, they get certain points, a number of points, if you're able to hold that position for a little bit, right? Then you move on and, you know, you start accumulating points in the sport system. BJJ also has a no-gi version of the sport. So where you're just wearing like a rash guard, right? Which is like a long sleeve, thin material, breathable material, shorts. And then you just get in there and then you grapple, right? So it's a no-gi. And, you know, it's also taken from the traditional Japanese jiu-jitsu. That is, the whole concept of jiu-jitsu in Brazilian jiu-jitsu or in traditional Japanese jiu-jitsu, which is the same, right? Well, they're similar, but there's some things that are different, but it's basically similar. But the concept is a smaller, weaker person can successfully defend themselves against a bigger, stronger, heavier opponent, okay? The whole thing is to use leverage, okay? Weight distribution, taking the fight down to the ground, using a number of holds or submissions to defeat them. So basically that's what it is. Now when, you know, training can be used for sport or it can be used for self-defense situations. The only thing is that in self-defense situations, you have sparring, which is commonly known as rolling, right, in the BJJ community. So, you know, you're doing drills, but you're rolling. That would be the more self-defense part, where you're constantly going at it. You're rolling around the ground. You're trying to grab that arm. You're trying to grab that leg lock. You're trying to do a choke. Now, you know, it all depends, because it's like, how do you, you know, like you're training, you're learning, you learn all these techniques. You're basically a shark in the water, right? You're a shark on the ground is basically what it is. So you take your opponent down to the ground however you can possible, get him in a guard or sweep him and take him down and get into a mount and get into a side control position, go for a choke, go for an arm bar, go for a joint manipulation, go for a leg lock, and that's basically what you're doing, okay? When it comes to Japanese jiu-jitsu and Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and you know, it's good to learn. It's really good to learn. Now, when I say, you know, don't take it wrong if, you know, you think that these are in order. It all depends on the person, right? How you guys want to look at it, okay? But these are like the top five, you know, suggested in martial arts, okay? Especially in martial arts magazines and websites and whatnot. So just keep that in mind, okay? But when I say grappling or when I say ground techniques, it's good to learn that, because again, 95% of all fights end up on the ground, and that's because a lot of people don't know how to fight standing up, you know. So it's like, you got to keep that in mind, right? It's you need to learn how, excuse me, you need to learn how to fight on the ground. I always, sorry, I didn't know what's going on here. What I know, I've always said that, you know, women that really want to learn self-defense against one attacker, yeah, learn how to do jiu-jitsu or judo, because they focus a lot on the ground techniques or joint manipulation. You know, again, the whole concept is for a smaller person able to fight a bigger person by taking them down to the ground. Okay. So, I mean, that's basically how it goes. And I've seen it. I've seen a lot of women do that, you know, where they go and they train in jiu-jitsu and whatnot. And then when they're fighting or when they're going up against a guy, you know, even if it's just horsing around, they would do a really good job because they're really good and flexible and able to do certain things and take their opponent down, take the guy down. But at the same time, you know, again, if you're dealing with multiple attackers, you don't want to go down to the ground, not in any of this. You know, if you're in judo and you got five attackers and you throw your opponent down and then you end up on the ground, you want to quickly hurry up and get up, just like in the sambo, right? The combat sambo. You want to throw your opponent down, stand up, and get to fighting again. And then even with BJJ, you know, in Brazilian jiu-jitsu or traditional Japanese jiu-jitsu, yeah, I can understand if you're one-on-one or, you know, if you're training for the cage, like Bellator or UFC or And One, or not And One, One Champion, there you go, One Champion. You know, if you're doing like that, like that type of cage fighting, then yeah, you want to just for sure do grappling, you know, take your opponent down on the ground and do that submission. But when you have multiple attackers, no, you don't. You don't want to do that. So there's one more grappling art that's always overlooked. Okay, it's, well, not always, it's often overlooked. And that's sumo, right? Now, yeah, sumo is huge guys wearing these, I don't know how to describe it, but it's not a diaper, it's not a thong, right? But it's these big ass thick belts, but it looks like a thong, right? And they're really huge guys, you know. The smallest is like 280, 290 plus, you know, and that's like the smallest. But there's all these guys that are like 6 foot something, 300 and something pounds or bigger. And I'm like, damn. But, you know, let's see here. With its simple rules, win by making the other person step out of the ring or touch the ground. It is really easy to understand. You don't need to experience and enjoy because the rules are simple to follow, which is cool. Okay, so what they're doing, and I've seen, you know, I've actually got to see some sumo matches, and it's pretty cool. You know, you got these big guys, they're trying to either pick each other up to carry each other outside of the ring or throw them down on the ground. And that's basically all it is. You know, you're either throwing down to the ground or you push them out of the ring. And there's pushes, there's takedowns, but you don't go down to the ground yourself. Now, which is pretty cool is that when it comes to sumo, there in Japan, they actually have, it's like a dorm. You know, these fighters or these sumo wrestlers, they go and they spend years at this camp. They devote their whole life to just training in sumo. Now, it's not just grappling, right? It's also a way of life for them. It's, you know, the traditional gowns and their rituals that they have to do and how, you know, how they train. It becomes a lifestyle, just like a UFC fighter, right? Or any type of cage fighter. It's their life, so they get up every morning, they start training, they work out, they have a proper diet, they, you know, they continue training all day, right? And then in the evening, and then they continue doing stuff, and then they go to bed, right? Well, that's how sumo is, but it's more in a strict, like a camp that they actually stay at, and they make it their life, you know. So it's pretty cool, you know. It's cool to watch. It's fun. It's easy to understand when you see how they compete and how they throw each other and how they push each other out of the ring. You know, again, excuse me, again, with all these ground arts, grappling arts, it all starts with a stand position and then going down to the ground. And I've said this before, you know, like I said, 95% of all fights end up on the ground. And then at the same time, when you're learning how to grapple or do takedowns or any ground grappling art, you learn to do the push-pull method. When your opponent pushes you, you pull, which throws them off guard. And when they pull, you push. Okay? So it's just a matter of the flow, the reading of the body, reading of how they move, and then getting involved and then rolling around and seeing what suits you, what's best for you. I've been out of the ground game for a while, so I'm looking forward to going back and doing judo over at Southtown Judo. I can't wait to go back there and then train. Right, Coach Patrick does a hour and a half to 2 hour class, so it's like I'm gonna be getting my cardio back along with a sore body. But you know, it's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be awesome, and I'm looking forward to it. And it was, you know, after our conversation this morning, after my conversation with him this morning about taking classes and joining back up in judo and finishing my journey there and finishing my rank, going for that black belt, you know, I'm looking forward to finishing up and continuing that journey. So it's just awesome, you know what I mean? It's one of those to where, you know, you learn all these things, and then at the same time, you know, you incorporate other systems with whatever grappling system you learn. You know, if you want to learn jiu-jitsu, then you know what, find a stand-up game, you know, like Muay Thai or Wing Chun or Taekwondo or Kali or Kempo or Hapkido. You know, there's so many styles of standing martial arts and traditional styles of martial arts that are out there. Hell, you can even include boxing. So if you're in the, you know, you're taking boxing, or you're, you know, you're learning how to punch and bob and weave and move, and you know, you got good stand-up game, well, include a ground game, which would be any type of grappling, you know, judo, jiu-jitsu, again, sambo, wrestling, you know. So it's awesome. And if you're out there and you're in high school and you're taking wrestling and you're on the wrestling team, because there's some schools out there that do wrestling, right? And you want to continue training, or you want to do some, you know what, learn a stand-up game. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. The more ammunition that you have, the better. You know, it's like also Krav Maga, right? You know you're learning how to do self-defense on standing, and then you learn some on the ground. But if you go and you actually take a ground grappling style, an art such as the ones I've listed, and then you also include Krav Maga, you know what, that's awesome, man. Your self-defense game is going to be next level. And if you use it to become a, well, cage fighter or a competitive fighter, then go for it. It's awesome. You know, you'll have fun and you'll enjoy it. You'll learn a lot. And that's the thing you want to do, right? You want to make sure you're having fun, you're learning all these things, and have fun with it and have a good time with it and learn. But at the same time, keep this in mind. There is a big difference between sport and self-defense, combative, okay? So can you use sport to defend yourself? Yes, you can. You just have to have the mindset to change it from sport to combative, okay? To self-defense, to protect yourself. And same thing, if you're training in combative and then you end up horsing around with some friends, you got to keep that in mind that you're doing more sport than combative. So it goes back and forth, right? Because I mean, I get into those silly things to where I'm, you know, goofing off. And then if it got serious, I know that I can take care of myself. If we're, you know, if I'm training in self-defense and I know I'm going to be goofing off, then I'll drop it down a notch. You know what I mean? So just saying that, you know, there's always limits. Okay. It's just a matter of how you pursue it and how you do it. All right. I hope this was helpful. Again, those were the top five. What could you find around close by? There's always jiu-jitsu schools. There's always judo schools. And there is always wrestling and sambo. Okay. Those you can find. Like, for instance, here in San Antonio, there's an abundance of jiu-jitsu schools and wrestling schools. Is there judo schools? Yeah, there's like maybe a handful around here in San Antonio. And then, of course, sambo, there's probably less than a handful, but it's out there. You know what I mean? So look in your area, do your research on the school, see what, you know, how it goes, what's the programs, what do they have to offer? You know, is it associated with any organization as well? You know, and do your research. And then if you enjoy it, take a couple. If the school offers a free class, take a free class. If they offer two free classes, take two free classes. Enjoy it. Try it out. And if you don't like it, move on to something else, right? At the same time, see how you feel about the instructor. Do they teach well? Do they explain their techniques well? Do they make it easy for you to learn? Or is it just complicated? You know what I mean? Or their lingo, is it hard? Is it, or they don't really give a good description. You have to look into all that. All right. So, or even just sit down and watch a class. You don't even have to take it. Just sit down and watch. And then there you go. You know, you're learning by watching. But that doesn't mean that once you saw it, that you can do it. No, what I mean that when you're watching is that you're watching how they teach and see if you're able to learn from how they teach. Okay. All right, guys. I hope this was helpful and I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Again, big changes. I may end up switching the podcast instead of once a week now to only two times a month, which is every other week, depending on how the scheduling is going to go. I'm going to try it out here for the next few weeks. And again, if you're interested, if you're in a San Antonio area and you want to take the women's self-defense class, I am going to try and update the website within the next couple of weeks so that way you can see it and then you know how to go about it. But it's going to be at in the Alamo Ranch area. And it's called In Balance Yoga and Pilates Studio. And again, it's right there in the Alamo Ranch area. You can look it up. They got a lot of good courses going on themselves over there. And then I'll be there starting in November for 2 hours every Saturday from 11:30 to 1:30 teaching self-defense. And come on out because it's going to be, you know, eat 1 month is going to be standing and grabbing escapes, and then the next month is going to be ground escapes, and then the third month is going to be how to use a weapon. Okay. And again, I'm giving a big shout out to Coach Patrick over at Southtown Judo, and I'm looking forward to going over there and training and continuing my journey with them. I really, really appreciate him accepting me. All right, guys. Hey, you guys be safe. Be blessed. Oh, by the way, again, I'm going to update the website. But if you want more info, go to attacktheattack360.com or .net. Again, if you're interested in the October breast cancer awareness shirts that I'm getting done, I should have them by the end of this week. Again, $25 for the shirt. Proceeds go to breast cancer awareness, and you can order it online. I'm going to figure out a way you can post it online, or you can message me and then I can figure out how to get it out to you. Or you can go to the website and follow the link to Instagram or Facebook, and you can see the shirts on there. And then you can also send me a message on Instagram or Facebook if you're interested in a shirt. Okay. All right, cool. I think we got everything. All right, guys, be safe, be blessed, and watch your 360. I'm out.